Well, we have no idea what we're going to do now. Or very little idea. But it might include Sayadaw speaking a little bit about leaving here and taking practice. There will be, John will be taking photos of what's going on here. And at the end, before we break up to leave, we're going to try a group photo with people coming down here and sitting. And you see the tripod back there. We'll try that. If you have any easy questions, maybe we'll take some. And we'll see how it goes. So, Sayadaw, would you like to say something?
Yeah. I have no idea.
You have your mic on, Mo?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The Asuka Pimiao, Asasa, yeah, yeah, Kuni Vida Duri, Yogi, so stop the yo, see, are you
Sayadaw says he would like to thank all those who have made this retreat possible, including the yogis, the staff, the teachers, everyone. Yeah, everyone who supported.
Also, translator. I'm very tired about listening because English is not my, not understand fully. I'm not fully understanding what they're saying. So because of she helping, so I can understand deeply, so I can advise deeply. Yeah. So I think about that. And we don't now. The Asakan Bibi, in the Asakan Lumo, no, the Ya, you ma out of the knee, but what am I out of Sajan look? Be the knee.
He says, although the retreat is over, he says, meditation, the Dharma is not over. He says, the whole purpose of his teaching meditation is so that we can, is to enable us to practice in our daily lives.
Bajan is a yogi don't remember, but what they are told Luma Ya will attend it.
He says he knows many of us try to practice in daily life and have either found it hard or not possible. And he also did that, tried very hard to practice in life and found a way. And so that's why he really wants to encourage everyone and to help them with every means he has possible to try and explain how it's possible. You can practice in your life. Many insights can be awakened once we become skillful at practicing. And he believes that you can become enlightened as well. But you must be practicing. He says, but we must be practicing all the time. He says, if we really want to advance in our practice, he says, then we have to be very close to the Dharma all the time. He says, even in a professional field, like, you know, if you're a scientist or a doctor, or a lawyer or something, if you've been out of touch with the profession for a long time, you haven't been practicing, he says, when you want to start again, you lack the skill, the confidence, the... Yeah, so it's the same way. He says, so that's So that's why we have to keep the Dharma close to us. We have to be familiar with it, almost like a best friend. He says, then it brings real
progress.
He says, when you do something and you're very skillful at it, you not only, are excellent at doing it, you also find new ways of doing it and doing it better. You expand your horizons in the very thing that you're skilled at. He's been teaching for 16 years, and the longer he's taught, year after year, his teaching has changed slightly, and more he finds ways to communicate what he's trying to express to the yogis more effectively, more clearly, so that it's more useful for the yogis. So that's why he says you have to be very close to what you're doing in order to become really skillful at it.
He says
we have to live, but to be alive, he says we have to feel like we're growing constantly throughout our lives. If we don't change, he says, it's like being dead. If you're doing the same work over and over again for years, he says, and you're still doing it the same way, you haven't found ways to do it better, he says, something seems to be
lacking.
So he's just saying that that's a sense of like wisdom not growing. Our world now is always changing. Why? He says, it's always improving, it seems, in leaps and bounds, because there's some kinds of wisdom at work. In the Dharma also, he says, the quality of the mind must be getting better and better. So once the awareness is established and strong, he says, and it's always there, he says, then you start to realize things you never realized before, see things in ways that you never imagined that you would be able to see them before. And that is progress in the Dharma. He once was investigating an insight that he was that was arising at that moment, and he realized he only understood what he understood in that moment. There was a lot more that he still did not understand.
Mm-hmm.
That was still not understood. He says in the initial years when he used to have insights, he would think every time he had an insight, wow, that's a big improvement, you know, that's great. But over time, as he had more and more insights, he began to realize that for every insight he developed, there were maybe 99 more things that he still needed to know. And that's also a kind of maturing of wisdom, understanding that. He says, so he knows you all are really interested in the Dharma and you really make the effort to practice at home. So he wants you to persevere, don't give up. He says, it's only until a certain point, he says, at which point the Dharma will start carrying you along on its wave.
There's
a saying in Burma, if you look after the Dharma will look after you.
And
what is the Dharma? He says, it's really this, the Sati Samadhi and Panya, the awareness, the stability of mind and the wisdom. He says, if we grow these qualities of mind, he says, they'll grow strong enough that they then are able to look, protect you, look after you, bring good results. So, if you want to know whether your practice is improving or not, he says, ask your family or those at home with you. They know best. Those who are always beside you, they can gauge for you. They know. Don't ask the meditation teachers. He says they don't know you.
He says just
please practice. He says you can know your mind, this mind. He says the mind is such that it wants to live in a forgetful state. It wants to not be mindful, to forget itself and just carry on.
He
says, as soon as a retreat is over, the mind wants to take a break, forget.
ပါပြောအော်တတ်နေတော့အခုအိမ်မှာခုနပြောလို့နေဒီအော်အဲ့တော့တတိရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့လွတ်ချင်တာဘာကြောင့်ဘာဖြစ်လို့အဲ့လိုဖြစ်တယ်လဲဆိုရင်
And the reason that the mind wants to live in that forgetful state, he says, is one, that it doesn't truly understand the value of mindfulness. The second thing is, he says, initially it feels like work. It feels more effortful to be aware. So for the mind, it feels more freeing, the deluded mind, it seems more freeing to not be aware. Then it's free to do whatever it wants and it seems to feel lighter. He says, and the mind also likes this, the deluded mind also likes the idea that something is over, finished, complete.
Retreat is over. Meditation time is over. It like very much.
And then the mind just completely lets it go, forgets it.
ไอ้บวชเนี่ยมาหนีไถ่มาจ้ามาจ้ากูตติลิเปียนๆกัดอะยังไม่อ้ามาหลูตั่วบลูเลยสุแท้ไล่เนี่ยอากုံแท้ทาอากုံแท้ทาတော့ตั่วลุ่นอยู่ในเตชะลุ่ดิอากုံแท้ทาปี้ๆส่วนตั่วลุ่ฉะดาไอ้ดาตะบวชลงไอเดีย
He says our habit in doing anything, he says, is to put a lot of immediately, like, apply ourselves to the task. Yes, in anything we do, we apply ourselves to it, and then we put ourselves fully in the work. When we're done, we're like done. He says, so don't do that to mindfulness. He says, we get this feeling that we have to do it and then do it properly. He says, and then this happens. So just a light reminding yourself every now and again, daily. He says, you all understand this, right? That everything arises to pass away. That's why you have to practice continuously, because the mind arises and then passes away. It is not permanent. He says, so if you want to have it as a permanent fixture of your mind, it has to be like a is a permanent process, so you have to keep renewing it and renewing it. So it's always there as a renewing process again
and again and again.
He says, so at home, he says, it will be difficult if we put too much attention on the awareness and too much attention into what we need to do. So he says, it's just this very light reminding, consistently reminding ourselves, not with a lot of effort, but just a consistent reminder every now and again to remember yourself. Remember yourself. Talk to people. He says you need to talk to people. And every now and again, just slightly remembering yourself. Live as you would wish. Do it. And every now and again, remembering yourself. And if you make that lightly reminding yourself a habit, he says, then that will become easier. So that's the first step, to build that habit, to make it stick, to make that stick. When we've been aware of ourselves consistently over a long period of time, the awareness will start speaking to you. It'll say, okay, now this needs to be done, or that needs to be different. The
wisdom.
You all know your minds. He says it's not difficult to recognize the mind is there. He says, so all you need to do is ask the question. What is happening? So the Dharma doesn't need to be very deep. It just needs to be long-lasting. So when wisdom arises, it will do its own work. He says, the rest of it is not our business. Right now, what is your mind doing? What's it paying attention to? Are you inside yourself or outside? Trick question. No, joking.
60-40, okay, enough. That's enough. So it's a lot. 60-40 is a lot. Yeah. Oh.
That's all he wants to say.
Yeah. Now,
Yeah. So I was making plans to visit IMS again. There's tentative plans to come back in 2014. Nothing is ever definite, but plans are being made. He says he feels very good about this retreat. He's very happy with all of you.
So thank you, Sayadaw, for these encouraging words. The Buddha said, as long as the Sangha gathers together frequently and practices together in harmony and discusses Sangha matters and resolves Sangha questions harmoniously, and we separate and go our own ways in harmony, then the Sangha will last for a long time and the Dharma will be available. So we've gathered in harmony and we've practiced in harmony. We've discussed the Dharma extensively and we've received some encouragement. Is there any outstanding issues that need to be resolved amongst any of us? On behalf of all of us, let me just say that if we have said anything or done anything that offended you, or some part of you felt a little uncomfortable with something we've said or done, then it was not intended to cause any distress or concern or harm. So please forgive us for what we did that, like that. Or if we failed to do something, if we didn't respond to your note, if we didn't look you in the eye or whatever, if we didn't do something that, or didn't say something that you felt we could have or should have, that wasn't done with, that was not done with any intention to harm either. So again, please forgive us for that oversight. And for all those thoughts that you've had about us that were maybe less than 100% pure, we didn't notice. And we certainly would forgive you and for anything like that. Just as a final, is there any questions for Carol? She can answer one. Or me, I can answer two. If not, we'll may all of the efforts that all of us have made over these year and a half in preparation for the retreat, and for all of your efforts here over the past 14 days in developing the Dharma in your heart and practicing the renunciation of the precepts and developing the five faculties, may all of the punya, all the goodness and the merit of all of the work that we've done together join in that great stream of merit that is will be waiting for us in the future, so that it'll also support us and all beings. So may all beings everywhere benefit from the work that we've done this past couple of weeks, and may all beings have the opportunity to live in harmony with one another and to live with awareness as much as can be developed, and may all beings be liberated. I gave it to him this morning. Okay. So...
Wait. I want to tell something to remind them.
Okay.
He says you can look at anything you want to look at. Just be aware that you're seeing before you start looking. And you can listen to anything you want to listen to, but recognize hearing before you begin listening. And live as you wish, but know before you begin living.
Okay.
Or continue living.
Stay for a minute, John. Turn off the recording. I'm